Now, the rest of the story. When firemen arrived at the home of 22-year-old Vicki Downey, Toledo, Ohio, they discovered her bedroom engulfed in smoke and most of her bed in ashes. Vicki had awakened in that bed only minutes before. Her nightgown was singed, but she was alive and apparently all right. One of the firefighters looked at the smoldering mattress and turned to Vicki, shaking his head. He said, "You were lucky." And Vicki replied that luck had nothing to do with it. And that's when she related the rest of the story. In 1983, Vicki Downey, adopted, inspired by the motion picture about an ambitious young woman, Vicki named her new baby Yentl, and thus did the young nursing assistant find herself in the role of single parent employed, yet knowing that problems can arise from the absence of a daddy and the presence of a profession, Vicki compensated with an abundance of attention and affection. Little Yentl, who at first seemed stubborn and frightened, soon responded to Vicki devotedly, adoringly. February 1984. The baby developed a respiratory infection, coughing, sneezing, runny eyes. The doctor prescribed medication. The symptoms persisted. Vicki realized that a night chill could aggravate the condition, so to keep the little one warm while she slept, Vicki began taking Yentl to bed with her at night. Then at 5:30 in the morning of St. Patrick's Day, Vicki was awakened by what felt like a sweet small kiss, and then another, and then another. "Go back to sleep," Vicki whispered. "It's not even light yet." But the baby persisted until Vicki smelled the smoke. Somehow, the pink electric blanket on Vicki's bed had short-circuited, had begun to smolder. Scooping Yentl up in her arms, Vicki quickly rolled out of bed, unplugged the electric blanket, hurried to open all nearby doors and windows, and then called the fire department. Vicki was taken to the hospital, was treated for smoke inhalation. It was not a bad case. She has recovered. Yentl's doctor examined her also and says that she is none the worse for her harrowing experience. As a reward for her role in saving Vicki's life, Yentl was treated to a very special dinner, a steak dinner. And you're getting ahead of me, aren't you? You have already guessed that baby Vicki, adopted, is no human infant at all. Although Vicki is a nursing assistant now, what she hopes to become is a veterinarian. So Yentl is not a person. Yentl is a pet. And it was gentle but urgent licking and pawing at Vicki's face, which awakened her in the pre-dawn darkness and saved her life. For all we think we know about them, animals remain something of a mystery to man. But the next time you discuss their relative intelligence, their possible emotions, their capacity for devotion, you might recall Yentl, Vicki Downey's 5-month-old black and white, cuddly, courageous rat. Rat? Rat. And now you know the rest of the story.